Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
Now, if you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to go with us to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 4. We'll read some verses of scripture from Romans 4, beginning in verse 17. When you find that, while you're finding that, we're going to welcome those who are listening by HLE Radio. They'll get this message down the road somewhere. And those who are with us on Facebook, we appreciate you listening and being with us. Pray the Lord will touch you through His Word this morning. From Romans chapter 4, beginning in verse 17, the Scripture says, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations." Now, we're talking about Abraham here. "Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform." This is a setting of scripture that refers back to the time of Abraham and the time of God's promise. And I want to talk about the promises of God this morning. They are great, exceeding, and precious promises of God. And you keep that in mind. So in Romans 4, Paul is speaking about God's promises to Abraham. The word says that Abraham's promises that came from God did not come through the law, but it came through the righteousness of faith. God's promises are tied directly to your faith. Tied directly to your faith. Now keep this in mind when there are times when you probably want to be unfaithful, coming to church, praying, growing weary in well-doing. Remember this, if your faith is not in its proper place, that is, anchored in Christ Jesus and His finished work, if your faith is not there, amen, then you cannot receive the promises of God. Because the promises are tied to your faith. He said it. It didn't come by the law. No, the law didn't produce faith. But righteousness through Jesus Christ produces our faith and allows and helps our faith to grow. Now, this is a very, very important point here, because most of all the religious people in the world, they do their works through their own law. Religions set forth the law that you have to follow. False doctrines have their laws that you have to follow. And you do your works according to those doctrines or those laws. And you produce nothing. Now, it would appear that you produce something because you can fill churches up with a false doctrine. You can tell people, and I've had people tell me, "Why don't you preach some of this faith stuff?" I said, "Because this faith stuff in the world is greedy." And you can't have the promises of God unless your faith is anchored directly in Jesus Christ. That's what produces. And some of you, along with myself, have received great miracles in your life.
Amen.
Healings, deliverance, and the greatest one was salvation. But it all comes through faith, by grace, in the cross of Jesus Christ. You see, their doctrines or creeds or the tenets of faith or tenets of religion, whatever they call it, or what they teach and what they preach to their followers, and they teach them to work for that. Working for the church. Well, unless you're working for the one church that Jesus Christ is the head of, then you're working for religion. And religion only gets you more false doctrine. Takes you deeper and deeper into false doctrine. Moves you further and further away from the cross. And believe me, when you get far enough from the cross, you'll get to where you can't see it anymore. Spiritually. You can't see the cross anymore. So you go to something else. To the worship of the filthy lucre that this world has. Desiring more and more of the wealth of this world. In many cases, their laws and their doctrines are enforced on the followers by ungodly people, ungodly leaders. Remember, no faith brings no victory. No faith, no victory. Your victory is in Jesus Christ. Your faith has to be there. And then the promises of God flood your soul. The promises that He is with you, never forsakes you. The promises that He gives you strength through the trials and tribulations. The promises that He gives us hope that we're once again going to be reunited with those who have gone before us. That's part of God's promises. And people can't have that joy and that strength and that promise unless their faith is anchored in what Christ has done. And when your faith is there, you can look forward to it. The Bible says we're going to have a great reunion time. We're going to sit at a great feast with the Lord. And every time somebody gets saved, they have to put another plate on the table. Oh, yes. God's promises. They are yea and nay. God doesn't change His promises to fit our desire. We have to fit our desire into God's promises. And when we do that, we do it by faith. And the Bible calls it justification. Justification. See, the promises of God are ours only through the faith that is justified in Christ Jesus. Our justification is in Christ. We are justified. Now the process of salvation has three units to it. One, you're saved, your salvation, then you're justified, and then you are sanctified. Salvation is the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Justification is the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Sanctification is the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. He's given it all to us, the whole package. And people say, well, what is justification? Here it is. Just as if I had never sinned.
Amen.
Yeah, you see, God forgives and forgets our past. What we need to do is learn how to do what God does. Yeah. Don't carry that baggage with you. Yeah. Yeah, we've all done things that we should not have done. But God forgives. And He forgives many more times than we can forgive. And sometimes our biggest problem is forgiving ourselves. Yeah, you want to carry that baggage around. The devil makes you delighted in carrying that baggage. Yeah. No, God said, I put it in the sea of forgetfulness. Yeah. That's where all of our sins went when we got saved. Justified just as if I'd never sinned. And sanctified is the way that we live. Yeah, some people think sanctification is the way you dress. Come on. Yeah, rules and regulations about what you can't do. Yeah. I was listening to a preacher preach about all the things you can't do. This was a few years back. And he had a list of things you can't do. And I thought to myself, I already know that. Tell me now what I can do. Yeah. I don't need to know what I can't do. The Holy Spirit convicts me when I do something wrong, and I know I can't do that. So tell me what I can do. I can go to the cross and the blood of Jesus be healed and delivered and set free. That's what I can do. And that's what you can do. The promises of God through the justification that we have in Jesus Christ. And when you are justified by faith, you do not consider the circumstance around you. The Bible says Abraham did not consider the condition of his life, the age that he was, nor the age of his wife Sarah. He didn't consider that because he had faith in what God said. Yeah. God had made a promise. How's he going to keep that promise? That's up to God. He kept the promise for Abraham. And he keeps his promise for us. When we walk in faith, he keeps his promise to us. So you cannot consider the situation you are in this morning and still be justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Sure, we know the condition we're in. Sure, we know the situation around us, and we can observe that. But here's the kicker. We can't see that with our spiritual eyes. We have to see something else. And we, in our spiritual being, in our spiritual eyes, we can see victory no matter what our surroundings are. No matter what our situation may be. We may be standing on the side of the river or the side of the sea. But we have to understand that on the other side of the river, on the other side of the sea, there's victory. Yeah? Victory comes through that faith. So you do not consider how you feel. Oh, sometimes we just don't feel like it. So we procrastinate. Somebody asked for prayer. Well, I'll pray for them in the morning. No, they need prayer now. That's why they ask you. The Lord impresses you to go visit and pray or witness to somebody, and you say, well, I'll wait to a better time. No. You don't consider how you feel. I remember in a Bible study that I was teaching a few years back, there was a gentleman that came in to visit with us. I didn't know him, but I found out about him right quick. And I made this statement, sometimes you may wake up in the morning and you don't feel saved. A headache, stomach ache, the blahs. But you are saved because you're not saved by your feelings. It doesn't matter how you feel. You begin to pray and seek God. And then you realize, I'm not saved because I don't feel saved. I'm saved because God's word said I'm saved. I've accepted Jesus Christ, and the devil's a liar. Well, he spoke up and said, I've never been in a situation where I didn't feel like I was saved. I said, you must be a very healthy man. Now that feeling doesn't mean that you've rejected God and you don't, but you just wake up some days and some mornings, and instead of saying, good morning, Lord, you say, good Lord, it's morning. because that's the way you feel. But being the born-again believer that you are, you very soon understand that, hey, I'm saved. I'm saved and I'm glad that I am. I may hurt, I may have a headache, I may be sick, I might even have cancer, but I'm saved. I'm saved. We hear the witnesses of it all the time. You're not saved. The condition you're in doesn't dictate how you feel in your spirit. That's how you feel in your body. The body grows old. I'm going to have to quit saying that because I told somebody the other day, there's two words that I do not use in my vocabulary anymore. He said, what is it? I said, old and expired. Yeah. Satan will work against your mind. He'll work against your faith. He'll try to weaken your faith. Can't let him do that. Verse 19 says this about Abraham. Because he was strong in his faith. Huh? And he did not consider his situation. Strong faith will be greater than the situation around you. Strong faith will be greater than the condition that you're in. Strong faith will bring you the victory, no matter how hard the devil may fight against you. He staggered not. In other words, he didn't stumble and fall and lay down and cry, oh God, what's going on here? Oh Lord, I'm so sick. You got to touch me. Oh my. No. He stood strong. The Bible said he did not stagger. Drunk men stagger. Yeah, they stagger all over the place. The Bible says in these last days, the whole world staggers. The entire earth staggers. I barely knew this adopted uncle that was in our family years ago. And he was a heavy drinker. And Mama used to laughingly say, he could pass under a beer sign and get drunk. Just walk under the sign. Well, praise the Lord. I don't know where that come from. You can't let Satan weaken your faith. Because we grow weary sometimes, but the scripture says, grow not weary in well-doing. How can we continue the fight and not grow weary? Because we have the power of Jesus Christ, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and a faith that believes in the promises of God. You can't grow weary in our faith, because if we do that, then we lose our promises that God has given us. Because God's promises are overwhelming to us. You read and study all the promises in God's word and you'll say, my Lord, look at the gold mine that's here for me. Right. Yeah, look at the power and the strength. Look at what God has promised. And I can have all these things, but it overwhelms us sometimes to the point where we think, man, that's just a little too much. Can't expect God to do that. Well, your expectations need to rise up above what you think or feel. That's right. And realize that God's miracle working power is here today just like it was when Jesus was raised from the dead. And we know that because the Bible says if this same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, oh, glory to God. You have that same, what is that? That's a spirit of power. That's right. Amen. That dwells in us today to overcome the works of the enemy. Those promises of God defy the natures, the laws of nature. Those promises, they suppress our imagination. We can't even imagine how God's promises can be fulfilled because they're so great. The Bible calls them great, precious, and exceeding. Exceeding what? Exceeding our thought, exceeding our imagination. In fact, he tells us that we can't even, no one has seen or heard the promises, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. What a great promise that God has given us. Those promises of God swallow up the physical and they establish it in a place called a new law for us. Oh, what is this law? The law of faith. Listen to Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 2. The word says that the law of the Spirit of life. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. Glory to God. Yes. I'm free. I'm not bound and held by the law of sin and death. We now operate in a life in Christ Jesus that gives us liberty and freedom from the bondage that we were in and when we were lost. We're no longer stumbling around in darkness because now we're in the light. Right. Sometimes for some folks, the light gets kind of dim. But hang in there. This is not like the light in the tunnel. When you find out, it ain't nothing but a train coming at you. Oh no, this is a different light. It shines in our heart, it shines through us. And it enlightens us. We need to be the bright spot in every place that we go because we have the light. Prepare to share the light. Prepare to share Jesus Christ because he is the light and the life. Now this law in Christ Jesus operates in our spirit through Jesus Christ, and that becomes the way that we receive the full promises of God. He was fully persuaded, the Bible says. Brother Cornwell, years ago, encountered a preacher of a different religion. We were working in the old church on Cutting Avenue. We were putting new tile down. And a couple of these guys, preachers, stopped and talked to us and came inside. And they were trying to trick Brother Cornwell into saying something, you know, so they could respond to it or whatever. But you know what I'm talking about. You know the ones I'm talking about. Well, you know the generation before the ones that I'm talking about. And one of them said, "Well, brother, of what persuasion are you?" Brother Cornwell looked at him. He said, "I am persuaded that he is able." Glory to God. There's my persuasion. I am persuaded that he is able to do anything and everything that he said he can do. They couldn't get an argument, so they left. Oh, I'll never forget that. I am persuaded that he is able. That's scripture, you know. I am persuaded that that he is able. I'm not persuaded in any religion. I'm not persuaded about a denomination. I'm persuaded about a doctrine in Jesus Christ. There's only one doctrine in this world. People don't realize that. But if you study this Bible, you find out there's only one doctrine. The Word calls it the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the reason it calls it the doctrine of Jesus Christ is because it is the church of Jesus Christ. You can call it what you want. But your full persuasion, the promises, are yours when you are fully persuaded. And the faithful promises of God will come to you. And when that happens, you will never turn back. When God's promises begin to unfold in your life, you'll forget about that past and press on, as the scripture says. And Paul said, I'm pressing on to the mark. Why? Because there's a prize waiting there. And he calls it the prize of the high calling. Yeah, I like that. I am persuaded. If you are fully persuaded, if you're full persuasion this morning, then it will lead to the confidence. When you're fully persuaded that he is able to perform all of his promises, then you will receive confidence. You know, if you're into running or sports or anything else, and if you do it and you win, your confidence is built up, building up confidence. Because the scripture says in 1 John 5:14, by the way, that's my wife's favorite scripture. Huh? And this is the confidence that we have in him. Huh? That he is able to do all of these things. Confidence. Confidence. Your persuasion will lead you to confidence. Huh? And your confidence and your persuasion in God's word will strengthen your faith. Make your faith stronger. Make your faith and your confidence and every situation that you're in, it will make your faith stronger. Now, with all odds against Abraham, he believed God. Think about all the odds that were happening there. Abraham and Sarah are both past the age of reproduction. But he didn't stop at what he saw. He didn't quit at what he saw. The natural eyes saw different. But he was persuaded. And he staggered not at the promises of God. He didn't stagger about the situation he was in. And with your faith anchored in Jesus Christ and his victory on the cross, you believe in the word of God, and what you see in the natural will fade away. Abraham, what he saw in his natural eye faded away. That's why he did not stagger. Because when God spoke to him, he saw something no one else saw. If he had gone around town and told everybody, me and Sarah's going to have a son. I'm 100 years old and she's almost there. Oh, they'd have done just what you're doing. They'd have laughed. Listen to that old fool. Because they didn't see what he saw. They can't see what you see in the spirit. Hey, you believe in the word of God. And then what you see in the... You see, God rules over nature. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Every bit of it. The medicines that you take to get to feel better come from what God created. You say, you believe that doctors heal? Sure, because they use what God created. Yeah. See, every good and perfect gift comes from God. You need to give God glory for those good and perfect gifts. Now, I know some people misuse those gifts, but that's the nature of man in sin.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend to drive my